Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1101. This is Kevin DeFranco. On the other end is Chris Calamito. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of luck, Kevin. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I had just not even a sip of the beer for tonight. And hoo doggies, if I'm hammered by the end of this show, it is because this beer is a mix of like six different barrel aged beers, and it's really, really heavy and really, really alcoholy. So,
Wow.
looking forward to that over the course of the show here. And it it might help me make sense of the actions that have taken place between Crown Jewel Perth and the accompanying Monday Night Raw emanating live also from that same location in Western Australia. And
Yes.
there is one common thread that ties things through, and that is the vision, or maybe at the end of the day will be the end of the vision. As we'll get to, but we do need to start, I would say, at Crown Jewel itself, before we get to that juncture.
Yeah,
Got to hit the rewind button a little bit.
we might even need to start at the Bronson at the very beginning of the show. The Bronson Reed Roman Reigns match.
Oh.
A very good street fight type match. WWE has put on a lot of these type of brawls lately, and so it's incredibly difficult to have to have them to differentiate for themselves, but the crowd was hot for it, particularly for Roman Reigns, and they certainly had a good match. And of course, at some point, chaos reigned with Braun Breaker getting involved and the Usos getting involved, and the key moment, Jey Uso accidentally spearing Roman Reigns through the table, and then Bronson Reed hitting the tsunami and pinning Roman Reigns, becoming only the second man to pin Roman Reigns in a singles match in something like 6 years or something crazy like that.
That not surprised that he's only the second person, still a bonkers statistic to put out there.
Yes. Now, of course, that all of this then leads to Roman Reigns and kind of, in some ways, disavowing the Usos or telling them, "I don't want to see them until Christmas." Now, and of course, and this is how it all ties into everything else. This is very much was very much being done to set up War Games, being Roman Reigns' team versus Seth Rollins' team, and how we're all gonna how and the twists and turns of how we were gonna get there. Notice I said we were gonna get there.
Definitely key words in this situation, and that is for sure.
So then the Visions night was not over yet. Seth Rollins faced Cody Rhodes in the main event for the Crown Jewel Championship. This match, I know this isn't the real story, but this match kind of underwhelmed for a good chunk of the way through, especially considering what preceded it, and we will of course obviously get to that later, but that really doesn't foot
Factor
doesn't have
into
any
all of
effect on
this
our main
quite
story
yet.
right now.
Yep.
But they did attempt, they did attempt a couple of really big high spots during this match to really, to really put the stamp on this match and give this match something special. One of those being while Cody Rhodes was tied up in the Tree of Woe, Seth Rollins climbed up to the other side of the ropes. We've seen before people do coast to coast with a drop kick. That has been the 99% of the time when someone has gone coast to coast, they go for a drop kick, sometimes, with some type of weapon assist.
Oh, yep.
Seth Rollins went for a headbutt, which then requires Cody, and he landed pretty awkwardly. It was noticeably awkwardly, but the match came on and he didn't really show much signs of, of that causing any damage at the time. And then, I don't know if this Then towards the end of the match, they go for a crossroads off the top rope. And as they're trying to set this thing up, I'm like, oh my God, this is stupid.
Oh, yes. I do remember thinking this is taking forever.
It was taking forever. Cody's, I don't love the crossroads, the standard crossroads, because it obviously looks like the person giving the move is just taking the entire brunt on their back. It's a bad finish. But to try and do it off the top rope is very dangerous for both individuals. I would imagine.
It's not the most fluid move off the top rope. Like,
No, it
it's
was not.
weird to say that a Spanish fly seems simplified,
Right, yes.
even though
I
the
agree.
optics are a lot different, like you'd think that Spanish fly, oh, it's really hard. It's just like, no, you guys just need to jump at the same time here and then everything will be okay.
But Cody hits it. Nothing looks like it really
Yep.
went wrong. It really,
Yep.
Cody goes for the cover. He gets a two count. That annoyed me. Because that was just ridiculous. And then of course they go to their finishing sequence. Seth hits Cody with the watch. Two more stomps, one off the second rope. Seth Rollins is your crown jewel champion. He has gotten the devil off of his back. He is on top of the world.
Yeah, and
And
ends up
then,
using those words on Monday Night Raw.
yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes. Then we fast forward to Monday Night Raw, where Seth Rollins is just in all of his glory. I'd heard a little. I'd gotten little hints that something major happened at the end of Raw. So it's like, okay. Seth is on top of the world. He's definitely using language like nothing is gonna take me down, all that type of language. Some are just like, what happens by the end of this night?
Yeah, I definitely this segment because I'm trying to remember if they had more than one, but him backstage with Braun and Bronson, just the fact that Braun Breaker was already ignoring him in a way that he hadn't before, it was one of those moments where I'm like, okay. Like, this is the start of something longer, right? And it's just, no,
No,
was
no, no.
not
And
the start of
it didn't
anything
really ring, and it
longer.
did and it didn't really ring true to me that like it did to you that he wasn't that he was that Brian was acting differently. Seth Rollins also did during his promo, just to rewind it back a little bit, did
Oh,
mention
yeah.
something about a broken arm, with or saying with one arm he beat Cody Rhodes. That
Uh-oh.
registered, but again, I put it out of my head because it didn't seem like it was that important. Nor was it that important that Seth was wearing this ridiculously heavy coat as well.
Yeah, what they do with injuries is pretty silly sometimes.
Yes. And then we get to our main event, CM Punk versus LA Knight versus Jey Uso for the number one contendership. CM Punk wins. Fine match, but nothing too much to write home about. Then Seth and the Vision come in. Breaker spears Jey. He spears LA Knight. CM Punk tries to fight them off, but only Breaker and Reed. CM Punk does not, I mean, Seth Rollins does not get involved in this action at this point. Again, nothing really, no red flags going off here.
No.
Because that's still is kind of standard. That they get a they you know they get the advantage on Punk, of course. We get the spear tsunami combo, and Rollins telling them to get this piece of trash out of my ring. And then because again, I have gotten hints, one of them from Jeremy Mays, something major happens at the end of Raw. I'm like, who could possibly show up to make the save here? Who could possibly be big enough to get to warrant that kind of reaction? I'm still not thinking that this is about to happen. And then Bron Breakker spears Seth Rollins.
I was still waiting for someone to show up or something. I'm like, there needs to be some world-class player hating going on here at the end of the show. And like you said, it was not that. It was a very, very fast forward on what was going to be an inevitable storyline at some point, I
I
would
think it's
imagine.
inevitable. I imagine it was going to be Seth was going to lose the title at some point, maybe at possibly at very likely at WrestleMania, very likely to Roman Reigns, and then he was going to be kicked out of the division. That would have made
Oh.
sense to do it after WrestleMania. It would have actually had a lot of synergy that he gets kicked out of the division, nearly exactly 1 year after his formation, basically.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, we've grown enough in a year. Get out of here. Boom.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. Breaker gets in Reed's face, tells him to make a choice. Reed makes his choice, Tsunami Seth Rollins. And then Paul Heyman is forced to make a choice. And of course, Paul Heyman would is, well,
Yeah,
I guess once in his life, he decided to actually do the right thing and stand by Roman Reigns. And that's when Solo and his bloodline just killed him. So he's not going to make that mistake again. I don't know if he'll bring that up, but he's not going to risk his own health, his own neck for for anyone ever again. Okay, this is the new hand now. Good, I'll go along with this. So we have Paul Heyman with Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. Even though Bronson Reed got that pinfall win over Roman Reigns. It's pretty obvious he's meant to be the number two guy here.
I mean, I guess if you look at it, at least he went from number three to number two.
He did do that. He did do that, yes. So, yes, we have Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed breaking away from Seth Rollins, but still his heel, still his, ascent heels, and a lot of question marks about the future of Seth Rollins. Compounding all the controversy over this is, of course, all what they played over the summer. So you're gonna have a lot of people not believing that he's really hurt.
I can't wait for the I can't believe they didn't believe us this time. We were being serious. Story that also will inevitably come at some
Right.
juncture.
I mean,
But I can it's understandable why some people are cautious about it. Just because, again, like, even though I think that this storyline was inevitable, this did not seem like the time to pull the trigger on it.
no, you
But
can't pull the trigger like this, and you can't have them, say it was all a plan all along, and that they were setting up CM Punk or whatever. That would be stupid, and that would ruin it for later. So, yeah, this feels very, very like a real thing. Now the question is, I guess would be, did they jump the gun in how long Seth Rollins is expected to be out? Because they don't know. I mean, they've got their trainers or whatever in the back, but he needs to go see da, 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 what's his name, Dr. Andrews or whoever took over his practice, since he's like got to be like 90 now or whatever.
Yeah, I would imagine that I know that that is an available brand, but I would imagine he's actually retired at this juncture.
Right. So yes. So we don't even have we. So they went this drastic route. When we don't even have an official diagnosis for Seth's injury or how long he will be out.
And that's why I'm like, man, they really must not feel good about this at
They can't
all.
feel good about it. No, they in some level that they have to know, I guess. I would hope they have to know,
Yeah,
because
I don't know why, because I would imagine that Perth has a local medical facility.
yeah.
So I. If there was that much of a concern for him, I'd be surprised if they would not foot that bill, especially for one of their top stars, to at least get some type of, gauge of what's going on. And
Yeah,
especially
I.
since it is kind of interesting, there was a decent amount of time between Saturday's show and then the Monday thereafter. I mean, I would have thought they would have had time to get some grasp on what this is, even
Yeah, I
if they
mean.
do feel like they need a second opinion and B definitely are probably not having surgery in
And
Australia over
right. They
in
had to
the US.
know something. And I even noticed something that I hadn't noticed before because I just saw a clip of it again, the spear again. Seth Rollins' right arm was not, excuse me, right hand was not sticking out of the sleeve of his coat.
Oh.
So he was he had some type of sling situation going on. Now, how they exactly made sure that the spear and tsunami didn't re-injure it, didn't injure him any more seriously, that I don't know. But I did notice, like, he was not he did not have, both hands through his sleeves.
Yeah, I did not give it a second look, and put it under any type of microscope. Not surprised though. Like I said, I just do not feel like as much as Triple H has not been on his A game as of recently. This big of a curveball wasn't something that, anyone saw coming, and it really just smells of this is a long-term injury.
Oh yeah, it smells of this is a long-term injury. It smells of, I guess what, desperation, having to do something, and of course, in these moments comes opportunity. The opportunity is there for Bron Breakker, and I guess a greater opportunity will be there for Bronson Reed, and a situation that felt kind of like a foregone conclusion. Honestly, I think a lot of people have gotten in their head, we're getting Seth and Roman at WrestleMania, and Roman's taking the title. And when you realize that 6 months out, sometimes it makes it not exactly the most exciting route.
The long game can be kind of a boring game from time to time. And this time of the year, it does tend to be the boring part of the long game.
Yeah. But now, everything from who's going to be the World Heavyweight Champion and to War Games and all the way to WrestleMania is now in complete flux. There, it's complete chaos right now. CM Punk has to be figured in into however they're going to decide a new champion, if that's what they're going to do. I imagine it is.
Oh, right.
But how else do they get there? Tournament, battle royal, what do we,
The battle royal option. I'm like, this is such bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Even though obviously the tournaments are usually limited to like four participants, just like.
Well, they haven't been lately because we've been doing triple threat and four way, quote unquote, tournaments.
Oh yeah, they have really been loving the multi-person tournament match. So it's just like, oh, we wanted to get all these people on the card, but we don't feel like taking up multiple weeks with this tournament. So
Yeah, exactly.
we're turning into four 3-person matches. We're gonna pretend like this many people actually have a shot at it, even though maybe 5.5 people out of those, what is that? 2, 4,
16.
8. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, yeah, not many people have a chance to actually win that thing. So, anywho. Yeah, that could be something. Those are kind of terrible, but it could be the way they decide to go. I still think Battle Royal is the worst choice.
It probably is, yes.
So
I
yeah,
mean,
I
I
mean,
mean, it wouldn't decide who's the champion. It would probably just decide who faces CM Punk for the championship.
oh yeah, I would imagine that's what it is. And oh boy. I guess that'd be interesting if that's CM Punk's first reign. Just 'cause I feel like anyone that's won a championship in such a way is it traditionally had some problems with their reign afterwards, but I don't think Punk presents those problems just because of his sheer popularity.
No, I think, I mean, I guess it's in the end, it's I guess it would have to basically come down to CM Punk and Braun Breaker. It's I guess the question is, how do they get Braun Breaker in that spot against CM Punk? Because I don't think it's gonna be anybody else.
Yeah, like you said, like it's either some type of tournament, battle royal, or some combination thereof. And I feel like it's pretty easy to put Braun in there since he's the one that caused the situation.
Yeah.
They'll find some convoluted way to reward him for his
Paul
actions.
Heyman put a stipulation in the contract that he gets to choose who, if Seth Rollins are not unable to compete, he gets to choose the new champion.
Oh my gosh, that would be great if Paul Heyman had a clause like that. That would tickle my fancy if they decided to do that one. So yeah, and he ends up naming Braun Breaker. Oh, Paul Heyman, always thinking, always on his feet. So. So yeah, I mean it is really wild how much this like you said, it shakes up everything.
It does.
It shakes up short-term plans, it shakes up long-term plans. I guess if you start to wonder about it enough, like I mean, Seth Rollins has played the I'm very injured card a lot recently. I know that. So, putting
This has been
another
a
major
this has been an
injury on the
ongoing
list.
thing. Yeah, this has been an ongoing thing for a decade for him. The real injury is just taking him out for months at a time, missing WrestleManias. Yeah, it's the guy's had, an incredible career, but there have been these multiple long injury layoffs.
Yeah, he's had a tough run, that's for sure. That's when you go, this is why Roman Reigns wrestles once every 3 months. A whole lot less wear and tear on the body. Although, honestly, the WWE schedule is definitely not what it used to be.
No, it is not.
So, distance wise, it's probably it, not probably, it's definitely worse.
Well, only NXT has to do house shows now.
yeah, but still, I guess I'm thinking flying to Perth and flying to
Oh, yeah.
Saudi. Like, those are some,
Those are some very long flights, yes.
yeah, very very long flights, and then to keep yourself in the shape that all of these ladies and gentlemen do is it's something. It's definitely got to take a toll on the old body there, one way or the other. So yeah, it's definitely been a rough one here for Seth. Was there a second thing, I guess? Should we head back to Crown Jewel itself to get to things not Seth Rollins related?
Yeah, we could.
Because I'm trying to think, because yeah, the opener was adjacent, and then oh yeah, we had the Women's Crown Jewel Championship first up, number two on the card here,
Yes.
and I'm not sure if we picked people last week or not.
I thought we did, and I thought we both didn't we both take Stephanie Vaquer?
I believe that if memory serves, I do think you're correct.
Yes, we did both pick Stephanie Vaquer, and that is who won. You know, they had
Yeah.
a pretty good match, I would say. It was the shortest match on the show. Not really been thinking that they got shorted on time or anything. It was probably the right length for this match. They both got to do got they both got in their stuff. Stephanie hit her, what do they call it when she does it? Her
Spiral?
finish.
Do they call? No, they don't call it a spiral tap, do they?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember what they call it, but her big twisting splash move that she beat Io Sky with is what she beat Tiffany with. That has essentially become her PLE finish. You don't get to see her do that on TV now, mind you. which is kind of a cool thing. We won't get that as this much that much these days. But she, again, Stephanie Vaquer has had a really, really strong run on the main roster. She has gotten incredibly over in a very short period of time. Australia loved her.
And she's been allowed to capitalize on it too.
Yes, she definitely has. And yeah, it really does feel like she is gonna be very comfortable in this in this spot for a while. She has really, really, almost from day one, just she had something that just transcended right to the audience and just made and just you didn't really need to know. It's that weird thing. It's that opposite of so many other people go to when they come up from NXT. She has such a natural presence and charisma, and her work is so good that you don't care that you don't know much about her or that she doesn't have that much of a defined character or things like that. It's that rare thing of someone you
And
just
she
instantly
also,
just like it's what's closest compared to Penta. It's very
oh.
com com I think it's comparable to Penta. That's the natural charisma and presence that just
She definitely
you don't
has
need to
this.
yeah go ahead.
She has a swagger
She does
that
exactly.
some of the
That's
other
very what it
women,
is. Yes.
like you said, like Penta does. And I also think that the other thing that she does that is similar to him is that she doesn't back down from anyone. Like, she doesn't act real bitchy about anything, but she's like, nah, dog, I'm the best and I'm gonna kick your ass. And it's just like, okay, like, she doesn't, overstay her welcome. She doesn't get too wordy. Like, and I do think that's the other thing. Like, people, we've talked about it over the year. People like people that are, confident and gonna kick ass. And I mean, she definitely presents that way too, on top of having the swagger. So, yeah, I was not surprised that she finally, Tiffy time is, she's been doing pretty well, and I don't really. And I think we've talked about it. SmackDown does not have a whole lot of viable characters for her to lose the title to at the moment.
No, it doesn't, and we'll also get into what Stephanie Vaquer has to deal with on Raw as well as later in the show. But yeah,
Yeah.
Tiffany isn't. This was a one of Tiffany's better matches in a while, I would say. She was able to do things with Stephanie Vaquer that she's not able to do with Jade Cargill or Nia Jax, to say the least. She could do her her gymnastic stuff and have an opponent who's going to be able to, more than keep up with her.
And definitely more of a ring general also,
Yeah,
you know,
I
just
mean,
in 'cause what she I mean Vicara has been around for a while
she's been
at
around. Yeah,
this
she's been
point.
around for a while. Yeah, there's she is making a late case for not just Women's Wrestler of the Year, but Wrestler of the Year. Very similar to Io Sky. Just the work is so crisp. It is so good every time you see her. Again, it transcends what we normally think about what gets people over,
Oh.
promos in English, completely in English.
Yeah. I mean, her English is pretty solid,
It's
all
fine.
things
It's fine. It's fine.
considered.
It's fine. It's definitely fine. And she's definitely got, she has a more humble, certainly has a more humble promo style. She seems like she's ready to cry every time she gets a microphone in front of her, because she's just so taken aback by how big all this is and how well she's doing. But yeah, there's an earnestness there. There's an earnestness there as well. That's also obvious and helping. She's
Yeah,
very
like
likable.
her, yeah, her, and just, yeah, she, and I always talk about it on the show here. Like, I never mind the foreign language stuff just because, like, when they speak and whomever it is speaks in their native tongue, like, I always get more. You know, you kind of listen to the sound to kind of get more of a gauge of what they're doing. And that mean mostly in wrestling is yelling, you know, see Asuka
Yes.
on a Raw near you. But you know, and Stephanie gets to do that part too. Like, yeah, you know, like you can feel her vibe when she is speaking Spanish. And like you said, she's definitely like, I can't believe that I'm from this weird country in South America, and now I am going all over the world for professional wrestling and winning this ginormous belt and a ring. Yeah, congratulations to her. They have not had a problem building women stars on the main roster. At all. Next up, now this one was pretty interesting because I saw some weird comments on it. So John Cena versus AJ Styles. What did you think of this? Should we call this a spot fest?
I guess I if you're seeing negativity about this match, you're going to the wrong places, and you need to do what I did and just shut off Twitter and never go back.
It's from an email thing that I get. I think it's wrestlingforums.com or something
Oh
like
dear
that.
Lord, it's
And
even worse.
someone's just like, this is the thing that I hate the worst about modern day wrestling. And I'm like, huh? Like, this had no hallmarks of modern day wrestling. I don't think you know what you're talking about, sir.
No, they no. This person needs to just get a job and move out. This person does need to get a job and move out of their mom's basement, I imagine. But yeah, no, this from the beginning of the announcement of going to Perth in October, the only thing that was announced ahead of time is John Cena.
No.
This is what, yes, yeah, they popped for Roman Reigns and Rhea Ripley and all that. Yeah, and the people you would expect. But these people were here for John Cena. They were there for him. I have never seen anything like the sea of yellow shirts that were in that audience.
That was the one thing I'm
That
just
was like a
like,
sports crowd, a home sports crowd. It was
yeah,
even, it was like more than a home sports crowd, because you're still going to get like
I
25 to 50% of people might actually be wearing the opposing team's clothes colors.
was.
This was like 75%, at least 75% of these people
Oh my
were wearing the
God.
shirt of one wrestler. At least 75%. And of course, because the color was yellow, it just shined through everything else. Like you could have, if it was an open air stadium, you could have seen it from space.
I mean, John Cena definitely leaned into the Australian colors there, because I do feel like they use the yellow more than the blue in the Olympics and in other international sports. So yeah, like that was wild. It was a wild sight. Just
It
to,
was a wild, the
but I
whole
kept
thing was
on
wild. Like,
looking at the crowd. I'm just going, this is like, because it was the same thing. I'm like, how many people have John Cena's shirt on? Like, it was a crazy amount of people with that shirt on. Like, the merch sales that he did there have to be absolutely bonkers.
oh, it just amazingly bonkers. And then, he comes out, again, this just this insane reaction. He has Alicia Taylor do the usual announcement for him. At this point, it's just tongue in cheek. It's very tongue in cheek to say the greatest, call himself the greatest of all time
All
and
time.
the last world
Yeah,
champion.
the never seen 17. Yeah, well, and you know what? I loved that she also did a long laundry list for AJ Styles also.
Did you notice where she got it from, though? Directly, she didn't. You disappoint. You didn't notice. She got it. She got that note directly from John Cena. He wrote that himself, and AJ Styles was completely surprised by it.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I must have missed that part. That's awesome. But obviously much deserved for AJ Styles, who is obviously he not toiled in the WWE for the length of time that one John Cena did, but the man has been around the block and
He really
definitely.
no. He really he actually had to toil. I
Oh
think
yeah,
that
well
might
that's
be the
what I mean.
difference.
Yeah,
Yeah. No. No. He
AJ
toiled in
Styles
a
was
way that.
definitely around the block. But I
Oh
think
yeah.
John Cena at this point obviously has a great deal of respect for him.
Oh yeah. This is, in so many ways, this is what the whole retirement tour should have been. Now, granted, that you were going to have your highs, and this was always going to be a high in this atmosphere on that day and that night.
Oh,
And then, they have their match. They both just, what a match! Match of sure, match of the year, sure. It just something, just.
if you put that as your match of the year, I'd be like, okay, sure. Like, I'm fine with
Yeah,
that. Like,
no.
I've
It's
got
very
zero
sure. It was
problems.
a lot. It was so yeah. And because this was just a lot of fun to watch. And doing all the other wrestlers finishing moves. Even AJ Styles getting into it by doing moves that some of his early TNA and ROH brethren did.
Oh.
Samoa Joe and Christopher Daniels, and like it's just it was. I know they're gonna overuse the phrase "love letter to professional wrestling," that because that is too many people are saying it. So it's the branding of it's the branding of the official branding of this match now. I think they
Yeah,
even
I
got the Undertaker to
kinda
go on Twitter and say it.
I did not get a chance to ask if Jeremy came up with the video game line before Wade Barrett said it.
I
But
don't know. That's a good question.
that's definitely the way that I see it more in that light, where it's just like you were allowed to do whoever's finisher you wanted to, and if you just smashed the right buttons, and that's
Yeah.
what John Cena and AJ Styles were doing to
That's
each
what they
other,
did, but
and
you know what?
it was
I still
fantastic.
don't feel like they really crossed any lines into something
Oh.
that was too ridiculous to kick out of.
Yeah, and I always did like I feel like it's an argument I heard a little bit more recently where it's just like, hey, they might do someone else's finisher, but that other person, does it better, and that's why it's their finisher.
Right. And some
Kind
of
of
the
an
people's
argument.
moves they were using are also retired, so it doesn't matter anymore.
That is also true.
But yes, in the end, Cena tombstones AJ Styles and hits a second AA to win the match. Just a phenomenal piece of business. Just,
Oh yeah, I love this
this
match. Like
I like yeah, I love it.
it was
Yeah.
awesome. It was
Yeah.
awesome.
I love this match. Yeah, it is great. Yes. This was
Yeah,
this
trust me,
was
the people not loving it, like trust me, I'm side-eyeing them hard, because just like, come on, man, like get out of here. Like if you don't like that in professional wrestling, just it's one of those. I just feel like you shouldn't watch professional wrestling if that's not if that's not for you.
Yeah.
'Cause like that, like you said, like it's yeah, a very
And
good
again,
piece of
it
business.
and I'm also not exactly sure what it says that two 50-year-old men who both plan to retire in the next year put on this match and upstaged everybody else. Now, granted, yes, they were allowed to do everything under the sun, of course.
Well, and I think that everyone, just because, I mean, and Michael Cole has, I think, definitely said it out loud the last couple of weeks here, that they're like, hey, AJ Styles is winding up too.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like, so I mean, it's out there. There's just not a way to reproduce that. You know what I mean? Like
No,
John
with their
Cena.
history and everything. Yes,
Yeah.
and it's Cena's last year, the AJ retirement in the air too. Yeah, there was
Yeah, that's something
and
that you can't give the other people on the card a hard time for, because you just can't create that atmosphere with a shorter career. Like you might
right.
be running things right now, but obviously yeah, nostalgia tours work for a reason, and this one for John Cena is finally pretty much hitting all cylinders, and hopefully they follow suit with AJ Styles.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you can't replicate what the John Cena retirement for pretty much anyone in ever. But yeah, he definitely needs something, a good run to go out on, without a doubt.
Yeah, I don't think The Rock's gonna get involved in his send out the door, so I think AJ is safe. Next up on the Crown Jewel card was Rhea Ripley and Io Sky taking on the Kabuki Warriors. This one went about as one would have expected.
Yeah, this was kind of paint by numbers, but in a good way. Of course, Rhea Ripley was insanely over. I don't know if anyone else would have been able to keep the crowd alive after that Cena Styles match. It was almost designed to be the death spot on the show, but it wasn't because of Rhea. And then the work in the match again was very, very good. These are four very, very good, very, very good to great professional wrestlers. Maybe all four are great on their best day. So all the silliness of the storyline and in the angles aside, kind of just got pushed to the side, and they just had a really good tag team match here.
Yeah, I mean, it is wild that I'm looking at the time, because the women's singles match up there with Vicaire and Tiffany Stratton was just over 10 minutes. This one was 5 seconds under 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? It was.
They
I was definitely thinking towards the end. It was getting long, but
yeah.
I never unenjoyed it. It's a
Well,
weird thing that once again, because of where Ripley was in it and because the match ended up so good. Hell, they were even doing that sing along chant for Io Sky. She's never gotten a reaction like that in her life either.
yeah, everyone was definitely behind Io there.
Yeah, no, because they were telling the simplest story in the world. She was getting destroyed until, and she needed to make that tag.
Oh,
Then there were
yep,
some
and it
false
may
finishes in there, of course, so the match didn't end right away. So yeah, this match working out so well hurt the first half of the main event for sure. Because
Oh.
that ended up being the quietest the crowd was. The main event ended up being the quietest the crowd was all night until they started, hitting their own version of big moves towards the finish.
Yeah, the business did pick up a little bit later with that one. And that one did go nearly 30, 29:40 is what I am reading here. That's yeah. I don't, yeah, that match was fine. And it yeah, the outcome, I think both of us had said that. Seth Rollins needed that win. It also obviously when we were making predictions did not go with Seth Rollins is 100% really gonna fuck his shoulder up at the pay-per-view and throw
No,
off the rest
of
of the
course not. No. Yeah,
storyline. Oh man. So yeah, and then we can move on to Raw, although obviously a big chunk of it had to do with Mr. Rollins. And we definitely have in the offing I feel like I smell a three-person match for the Intercontinental title in the near future here between Rusev, Penta, and Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, I think that's definitely coming. Dom though continually just to getting more and more face reactions. It died down maybe a little bit after WrestleMania, but it's picking back up again for sure.
They've had him on TV more again, and it's keep, like they held him off TV. They're like, dude, we can't have you that popular. And now he's been back on TV, and it's just like, I don't know what you guys want to do. And then you give him a lie, cheat, and steal gimmick.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I don't
they
know
know
what
what's
you're
going on,
expecting.
but they're just taking too long. They're taking too long to get there with Finn and JD, for sure.
Oh. Yeah, it's starting to get not starting. It's definitely awkward
And
now.
then you forget Finn and JD exist for weeks at a time, too. You definitely forget that they're the tag team champions.
I can't, this is their second reign where you're forgetting that they're the champions. Because they did actually, when they won them this second go round, I felt like they defended them immediately, like a couple of times. Now, though, that they've had the belts for like 4 to 5 months, or maybe it's 4 to 6 months, you've forgotten that they're the champions again. Like for their second run, it's the same thing.
It is the same thing, yes. There's just something about them as a team that just isn't that interesting. I mean, they can have some decent, good matches or whatever, but it just,
Yeah, they're both great
yeah.
workers. But
It's,
yeah,
yeah,
they can't
it's.
seem to maintain a foothold in, like, even though I don't think either of them are bad characters. Well, Finn Balor is always good on the mic. JD's not bad. Like, I don't think he's
He'll
great.
need to be attached to Finn probably most of his career for most of his career, or attached to somebody. I don't think he'll
Yeah.
he's not making it on his own as at any upper echelon.
No. At most, I see a whole, maybe Intercontinental US kind of a run
I
if
don't
they
even know if
want
I
to
see
get that
that,
route.
but
But
yeah, right. Yeah.
That I'm calling that Max.
Right. And then next week they face, because Dom got them into a match, they face AJ Styles and Dragon Lee. AJ Styles definitely deserves some type of a reward for what happened on Saturday.
All right.
I'm not sure if the tag titles are that, but maybe they are. Again, anything's better than Finn and JD and people just forgetting they're the champs.
Yeah, it's kind of wild that the best you can do probably for AJ Styles in this retirement tour is tag team.
Well, I mean,
Maybe
we'll
not
see where
best,
they're
but
gonna go. I mean, he could get either Intercontinental or US.
yeah.
At some point, hey, who knows?
Oh, I guess because
Maybe he gets a world
Dominic is.
title.
I guess Dominic was still kind of giving him a little bit of a hard time because didn't he
Yeah,
interrupt
he
his
was.
promo?
Yeah, he did interrupt his promo. Yeah, he did. So yeah, that's
So,
you
yeah,
know.
it's not off
It's
the table.
no, it's definitely not off the table. But next week, Dom has Rusev after
Oh.
defeating Penta, after Rusev attempted to interfere. I imagine we'll get maybe some Penta involvement in the Dom Rusev match to get to our triple threat match at some point.
Yeah, I would be shocked that that does not happen. Some variation thereof. Rhea Ripley out against a, oh my Lord, I saw the picture on Instagram. Not that I didn't think it was bad on Raw. That knot on Kairi Sane's head is pretty big. That
Yeah,
woman really took a headbutt
well,
at some point, and who
yep.
doggies, that looks like that hurts. But so she got to wrestle with that on her head against Rhea Ripley, and they had a nearly 16-minute match. No surprise, the Australian goes over here.
No, but Asuka and Kairi did get the last laugh in the end.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Yes, Kairi continues to choose Asuka and saved her from a riptide through the announce tables with a kendo stick, and then Asuka got the DDT Rhea on the table. Io had already been thrown into the post, so this feud must continue. And we didn't even mention the slap, because I feel like it's important for later, something later as well. Yes, Asuka berating
Yeah.
Kairi for their loss, and then slapped her to get her up and motivated for the
The
match with
Rhea
Rhea.
Ripley match.
And
Yes.
Michael Cole thought this was the most dastardly, evil thing he's ever seen in his entire life. Keep that in mind for later.
Oh, man. We got more Jimmy and Jay bickering with each other backstage before Jimmy ends up taking on Bronson Reed. And the important thing, I suppose, coming out of that conversation was that Jey Uso was like, "Hey, I don't have a problem with the vision. I'm just focused on the championship. I can't be focused on this nonsense of saving people from the vision." But then Jay does end up coming out and saving Jimmy from what at least at the time was still the vision.
Yes, yeah, and Jay did take a avalanche in the corner from Bronson Reed and hurt himself, kind of. He wasn't really selling an injury during the main event, so I guess it didn't really amount to much.
No, that was kind of the funny part about this. I was just like, it That part really did not factor into the finish of the wrestling match itself. Like,
No.
yeah.
But Jay did lose again.
Jay did lose again. I would imagine the frustration is going to hit a boiling point just because they
And
have
then where
really
is it
been
going?
playing
That's
into
just
it.
what that's just what I want to know. Where is it all going? It was the baby faces being complete assholes was toned down some this week because the focus was going to be so much on Seth Rollins, but yeah, it's still I still don't get what they're doing with Jay. I don't get why they're
Yeah.
doing this with the kid's favorite wrestler. It doesn't make sense to me. But we'll see where it's all going to lead now. And of course, a good chunk of where it was all going to lead is now is now up in arms now. Or up in the air now, I should say.
yeah, not necessarily a bloodline storyline for War Games coming up. Still
I
possible.
guess it's still possibly, yeah, could be, yes.
But less likely than it just was roughly like 72 hours ago. So, oh boy, this is starting to get pretty interesting here. Bayley and Lyra Valkyrie have a backstage segment. Then they have a match against Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez. It feels like we are officially putting this tag team together between
Yeah,
Bayley and Lyra
this felt like an
Valkyria.
official yes. They had a standard match. Bayley wasn't performing at her best in the match. And then Lyra Valkyria hauls off and slaps Bayley with some sense into Bayley. This is fine apparently. This slapping of your partner is okay. I said to look to remember that later. Yeah. Michael Cole
Fair,
is completely
fair
fine with
callback.
this. But Bailey, what it does motivate Bailey, she does because I guess at this point in the match, role model Bailey will get the job done better than Hugger Bailey. I think is what they were trying to say.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Like, it's almost this old cartoony
Yeah.
slap someone and their personality changes
Yeah.
situation that they
Yeah.
have brought to the main roster. And Lyra's like, if this is the way it works, I think I can work with this. Like, that was
Yeah.
the other part that she has conveyed some weird emotions that work for the situation that she
Yeah.
finds herself in.
Yeah. And in the end, they win the match. Bailey hits the rose plant on Roxanne Perez, gets the pin. Roxanne Perez gets pinned. We're gonna remember that momentarily.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of surprising. I feel like Roxanne hasn't. I feel like she's eaten some pins, but not a lot of them, honestly,
Well, that
especially.
becomes important because next up, Stephanie Vaquer is announced in front of the audience for the first time in the evening. She does her, celebratory promo until she's interrupted by Raquel and Roxanne, who just lost. You were talking about it being slim pickings for Tiffany on SmackDown. They have to recycle people who just lost in order to get into in order to give
Stephanie,
Stephanie something things to
an
do,
opponent.
filler things to do on Raw or whatever the heck.
Ew, yeah,
This was my least favorite part of the show. I just like
that is a
there
fair
really wasn't
point.
anybody else. There really you really had to just break out the girls who just lost, and then have the focus be on the one who took the pin because she's remembering a match that she won 3 months ago.
Against the person that
2 months
she's
ago,
not.
2 months ago, it's fair. It's 2 months ago. I'm sorry. 2 months ago. That's
Well,
more fair.
sure. Even if it's 2 months ago, it's not against the person that you're now challenging.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, if she had beaten Lyra, it would make some sense.
You mean Stephanie?
Oh
I
yeah,
make
if
that
she'd
mistake
beaten
sometimes
Stephanie,
too. I don't know why. But
yeah, just
no,
had
no.
the wrong wrong yeah. But anywho, yeah, she didn't beat Stephanie because she beat Tiffany?
She beat Io in a match. It was a
Oh,
weird decision to
Io.
have
Oh yeah, she
Io
beat
lose that
Io.
match because,
That's what it
it was
was.
a. Or did they have her lose that match because no, I don't remember why they had Leo. It didn't make any sense. I'm also confused. I don't remember if Naomi had dropped it, had vacated the title yet or not. And I don't totally remember that.
Yeah,
Which
I
came
do
first
remember
there?
that being a really weird loss, just
It
in
was a weird
general.
loss. And in the meantime, of course, we spent about 6 to 8 weeks on this whole. Judgment Day versus Lyra, then Lyra and Bailey thing, and in the end, which in the end, of course, as we just noted, repeatedly noted, they lost, and then they immediately because Rhea and the ladies from Japan are still doing their own thing. Becky's the
Which
Intercontinental Champion, doing her own thing. This kind of is it right now to do it for any kind of filler for
is
Stephanie to have
wild
anyone.
how many women are tied up doing other things, not with the main championship. It is pretty wild. yeah, so I don't know if there's anything else we can put into that one.
No.
Honestly,
I guess by process of elimination, it's who they have to work with. But man, they could have figured out a better way to get there.
oh yeah, even if Raquel is the one, but I don't know. You always got to have little dog first and then big dog second.
I guess so.
Because I feel like that will end up being the progression for Stephanie there. Yeah, and then we had the main event that we already sort of talked about. CM Punk is the number one contender, and yeah, he's painted himself into some type of championship match, no matter how they
Yes.
handle the Seth Rollins situation, which I feel like we already addressed.
Yep.
Did you take the time out? They didn't have Collision this weekend, did they?
They did, but there wasn't much there. There
Yeah.
were at least one or two
I didn't
things on
watch,
set.
so.
Right now, no. There were at least one or two things on SmackDown that weren't, Crown Jewel related that had there were their kind of own thing. I guess the biggest thing being the Aleister Black, Damian Priest, Last Man Standing match ends with an official on-screen union with Aleister Black and his real-life wife, Zelina Vega.
Okay. Did
You didn't
not
know
watch
that.
SmackDown. Yeah, did not watch SmackDown. Hey, maybe that'll help both of them.
Will. I imagine. I mean, Zelina was going nowhere as a babyface wrestler. And
Yep.
if I'm being honest, and maybe even if she needs, should be honest with herself, she's a better manager than she is a wrestler.
Yeah, I mean she's still it. I mean we kind of talked about it in some ways. We could there is one release I believe or non-renewal of contract that came up recently that I was surprised but not surprised by. But Zelina Vega has a similar problem within the women's division. She is even small by the women's division standards now. And she's not good enough like an Io Sky to cover up some of those deficiencies,
Or
some of the
charismatic enough
other
like Alexa Bliss.
yeah.
And I take it to
So
charisma and promo ability. Because it's not like Zelina Vega isn't a super attractive woman by any standard.
Oh yeah, like that's one of those yeah, trying to find the correct words because yeah, she is quite attractive. As are
But
many
there's
of
always been
the
a disconnect when
women.
it comes to, again, her ring work not being at that highest level, and her just not having the when she's taught, again, she has more charisma and better promo ability when she's doing promos on behalf of other people as a manager.
Yeah, she had a more concrete character as Andrade's, you know, whatever they called her at the
Yeah.
time.
And she
Then
might also
she
be more of
did.
a she might also be more of a natural heel, or a
Oh.
better heel. And she's but they've kept her in this baby face role for about what feels like 2 or 3 years now, and it just hasn't gone anywhere for her. And they've tried.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's another one of those ones where she obviously has a very inspirational story if you just look at it. You know, with her dad having died in the towers in 9/11. But it's one of those stories that for whatever reason within wrestling itself, it just doesn't seem to resonate. I don't. You know, like there doesn't seem to be a connection there that she's been able to cultivate from that. Because, I mean,
No.
they've even mentioned it as recently again as, you know, her title reign, which wasn't that long, you know, but was sometime this year.
It was this year, yeah.
So, you know, like, yeah, she just has not been able to really, really catch on. So having her with her real life husband, yeah, maybe it's best for both worlds. And hopefully they give her at least a little more leash than Scarlett did for Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if again they don't necessarily need to have her wrestle matches, but if she interferes on Alistair's behalf
Mean,
in matches, I have
she's
no
fully
problem with
competent to
that.
wrestle matches when it makes sense. And hopefully she'll be allowed to talk more. I mean, Cross's group, just his group, it never made sense. He's doing all the talking while this elderly legendary manager and his smoke show
Two
wife are just
goons.
standing there not doing
Oh.
anything.
Yeah, he always, even dating back to NXT, I've felt like there have always been some plot holes in whatever character Karrion Kross comes up with. Again, wow, was he saddled with the terrible whole Spartan thing. But
Yeah.
aside from that, even when he's left to his own devices, things have not always gone terribly well. So, oh yeah. Yeah, so was unaware. What else, was there anything else that happened other than that on SmackDown since I did not watch it? That was
Well,
noteworthy and not crown jewel adjacent.
okay. So, Sami Zayn did one of his open challenges, which was accepted by the returning Shinsuke Nakamura. They had
Well,
a pretty good match until it was interrupted by a hooded figure, who turned out to be the also returning Tama Tonga. Who then and then, which led to the entire Solo group attacking.
no.
Solo's back group is completely back at full strength, and he apparently wants the US title back. And then later in the night, after the Wyatt Six beat the Street Profits, they had a stare down with them. So they're also going to go up be going after the tag team championships.
Oh, but no story between the Street Profits.
They lost again, so
Other
I
than
imagine
losing again.
we're gonna start we're gonna start moving towards the breakup.
The
It's been
breakup.
slow moving, but I imagine it has to be coming. They're done. There's just nothing left.
Yeah,
There's no
they're trying to.
redemption, get the belts back storyline here. It's just they're everyone's ready for them to be done. And I hope they are. I mean, jeez.
Yeah, they're trying to squeeze blood out of stone, as the old kids like to say. So yeah, oof. Okay, great. Well, I didn't watch SmackDown. That is at least a time-honored tradition around here. If you there is a Saturday PLE SmackDown. Sorry,
It's
pals.
understood.
Just not watching. So, yeah, we'll leave it there. Oh yeah, the one reference that I was talking about, Wes Lee, released from NXT, or not renewed. Wasn't completely surprised by that. That man was not gonna
No, his
have.
progress. Certain wrestlers are going to be compared to each other, I think. Like Julia and Stephanie McHare.
Oh,
For Wes
yes.
Lee, I think the person he's going to be compared to is Javon Evans, and Javon Evans has just completely leapfrogged him in every way.
Yeah, and I think that Wesley is going to face the same problem that that Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa do. NXT, you can still get away with being vertically challenged. It is a lot tougher up on the main roster.
Yeah.
Which, while it may not be the Vince Land of Giants anymore, there are still some very large gentlemen, especially in the singles ranks, on the roster. So yeah, like I do not think that he had the greatest prospects. If he wants to keep on wrestling, I do not think he's going to have a problem keeping a job,
No, I mean the
in any
well,
way,
that's
shape, or
the
form.
His former tag team partners are in TNA, so it's an easy landing
Yeah.
for him. WWE wants people that they release to go to TNA and just say, "Hey, go there for a year or two. We'll keep an eye on you. Maybe there's an opportunity to bring you back." Because that's the whole TNA game. What the whole TNA game is basically, just
Yeah. Yeah.
keep people away from AEW, even if WWE lets them go.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of keep them under the same umbrella is the goal at this point. Yeah. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in TNA at all. Just like you said, with his old running buddies, even if he opposes them, it will be there. 'Cause no one else of note, the only other one that ended up coming up, I believe, in the meantime too, was that Ridge Holland made it known that his contract is not going to be renewed sometime in mid-November, but the WWE has decided to pay for the rest of his rehab, which
Yes.
evidently he still has quite a bit of left here, which is why there's a little bit of an outcry about this one. I don't know what else you can do, quite frankly, as a business.
No,
That seems
I
like a pretty decent deal that
Yeah, it does to me. And they're not
they're
letting him
going with.
go. They're not renewing his contract. Now,
Yep.
granted, they also play the game with people they want they th that they want. Where you get injury time added to your contract. So again,
Yep.
these are not good people. Don't expect them to be.
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
This is
if they're
business,
paying
and it's
for the
even.
remainder of the rehab, like, I'm like, that's the best you're probably going to get out of this situation.
Yeah, because his contract is expiring. It's not. He's not being released. Same thing with, and this is probably a little shit. Maybe a little shittier. Releasing Kylie Rae while she's pregnant. That's a or not 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 renewing Kylie Rae's contract while she's pregnant.
I
While
did
she's
not
in
realize that she was pregnant.
Yeah. So yes, that's a little on the shittier side, but again, contract coming due, not a release. No, it's kind of it's.
Yeah, and if you're not going to be able to wrestle for the better part of a year.
A year and a half it's been for most of them.
Yeah, so.
And yeah, and it
Yeah.
sucks, but that's
Yeah.
and
That's
also
life.
no
Life in the
more
big
Stevie
city.
Turner, no more third in command GM on NXT. She was apparently
Yeah.
the GM of something called Evolve.
Yep. I mean, I know that there have been enough involvement from people from Evolve on NXT that I'm generally aware of this brand.
Yeah, I know. I'm being facetious. I know.
Also don't care, you know.
No.
Have not ever watched Evolve. Probably will not
No,
continue
probably will
to
not.
so. Yeah, NXT is indie level enough for me. Thank you very much. But yeah, good luck to Stevie. I suppose. You know, I don't feel like I ever really saw her wrestle, and they didn't give
No, very. It might
her
have been
a
she
whole
might have done a
lot
squash
to.
match or something. I mean, some of her interplay with Robert Stone was funny. Other than that, there's not much to
Yeah, I mean, you do
it.
not need three power figures at all. So, yeah, there was one too many of them on that in that situation there. So, yeah, that was the only other one that really stood out to me. I can't say any of their release names stood out to me other than those three. They were NXT people that I
Yeah.
am not familiar with because I don't keep that much of a track of the indies and in NIL signings. Close up shop then.
Sure.
Wolf's Ridge Brewing recently had their 12th anniversary. They continue to make these ridiculous barrel age blend beers. This one, as I mentioned at the top of the show, heavily alcoholic, 12%. I was not surprised when the employee there told me that they are still at the charge that they charged me, which was significant, that they are still not really making money. On these because it's just a blend of very, very expensive beers put into one beer. And it always seems to be delicious. I don't know what they do. They did not list which beers were blended into this one. But before they've at least been between 4 to 6 barrel aged beers put into one. And for some reason, it always comes out really tasting well. It always has a little different flavor to it. This year's batch definitely has a little different flavor than normal. I know that you can pick up Wolf's Ridge Brewing anywhere throughout the Ohio area. So if you get the chance, do so. All of their beer is very, very good. And if you happen to visit Stent Granny HQ, I will take you there as it is one of my favorites. So, Belltime Beer from At DeFrango 11. The brand is at Stent Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and download us at any other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.